Musically, as we know, I know all of our lives have been greatly affected as of last Friday's musical release of...
I know, right?
The Taylor Swift album, Life, The Life of a Showgirl. 12th studio album of Taylor. It is now the highest single day sales album in U.S. history. 2.7 million copies sold last Friday alone.
That's interesting because I asked my daughter. She informed me that no one really likes Taylor. Mm. I was like, is anybody talking about the Taylor? No. They don't like Taylor. I'm like, really? I think someone's fibbing here.
And she is also the subject because we had 10 blank spaces. And
I'll write your name.
Well, our writing staff did. It's our Tuesday morning. Top 10 today.
I can't.
Life of a Showgirl contains 12 tracks. Runs for 41 minutes, 40 seconds. No bonus tracks, which is very peculiar for a Taylor Swift album.
Mm.
But it has 12 tracks, and we have a top 10 this morning. Straight from the home office there, writing staff in Granbury. It is the Tuesday top 10 hidden meanings that we have so far discovered from our research department and just personal listening.
We have a research department?
Tuesday morning, top 10 hidden meanings in the new Taylor Swift album, The Life of a Showgirl. There are 10 of them that we've found.
Hidden meanings.
There are more.
Okay.
Of course they're hidden. You can't just mean something and just be up there. You know, why do you have to be so mean?
Well, it's kind of unfair because you have a bunny at home and there's all these Easter eggs.
Here we go. It's our Tuesday morning, this morning, top 10. The top 10 hidden meanings that you can, or at least we found in the new Taylor Swift album, Life of a Showgirl, such as... It turns out the whole thing is just a 40-minute promo for the upcoming, soon-to-be, at some point released, divorce breakup album.
There's a wedding.
Number nine,
when you decode all the hidden meanings, one finds out the date of the KBNL wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta listen to that.
So do I, actually.
Number eight,
hidden meaning in the new Taylor Swift album. I don't know, but while the song, obviously, actually romantic, is a slam on Charlie XCX, I think track 8, Wish List, is obviously about all the amazing shopping at Costco. I think it's just amazing.
Costco. It is.
See, she tells you right there. Yeah.
Number seven,
hidden meaning in the new Taylor Swift album. Well, number seven. 6-7, yo.
Ooh. 6-7.
Number six.
No.
6-7.
6-7.
6-7.
As the kids say. What are we on?
Number six.
I think we're on number six, hidden meaning. Number six.
Number six.
That song titled Wood is not at all what you think it is about. Instead, it's simply about objects that happen to frequently float. That's our promise. That is what that means. That is what that is about.
Look at you, Taylor.
She really made a song about it.
Number five.
6-7, man. No, number five.
Number five.
I don't know, but pretty sure that the one titled Elizabeth Taylor is probably something to do with Elizabeth Taylor.
Number four.
Track number three, known as Opalite, is a callback to her Fresno days when she was known as Opalite at night at B103.
Heather Lee.
I think you did middays then, right there? Yeah.
It has a ring.
Yeah.
Number three.
She's no Lupe.
Number three, hidden meaning. As a showgirl, she can now confirm 100% that Jerry Jones very much has been to the Pink Pony Club. And I think
we're worth billions.
Remember this? That's Chapel Roan, by the way.
Stadium. Number two.
Number two, if you play it backwards, Travis Kelce gets his life back. And then finally, the number one hidden meaning in the new Taylor Swift album, Life of a Showgirl.
Number one.
The Taylor's music kind of sucks when she's in love.
Oh, my God. No.
I know. I liked it better when she was sad.
Welcome to the last great source of free entertainment.
May I have your attention?
It's KB and Heather Lee.